From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. We have a great show for you this week. We've got comedian and actor Bob Odenkirk. He just ended his role as lawyer Saul Goodman on Breaking Bad. He's coming by to play. But first, this week, the Nobel Prize Committee wanted to tell writer Alice Munro that she had won the prize in literature, and they couldn't reach her. This is true. They got her voicemail repeatedly. Now, we haven't been able to confirm this, but we have reason to believe that when the Nobel Prize Committee called her, this is what they heard.
Hello. Carl Castle here. Alice Munro can't come to the phone right now. If this is the Nobel Prize Committee, just leave my 800,000 kroner after the beep.
She won the listener limerick challenge, naturally. You've only got a year till next year's awards to get your voicemail message, so give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Rio in Los Angeles.
This is Rio?
Yeah.
Rio, do you dance upon the sand?
All the time.
I'm sorry for doing that. Everybody probably does.
That's all right. I actually got named after Duran Duran.
Did you really?
I did. The story that I'm told is that my mom was pretty clear and said, boy or girl, this kid's going to be named Rio.
It could have been worse. Your name could have been Hungry Like the Wolf.
Well, welcome to our show, Rio. Let me introduce you to our panel. First up, it's a comedian you can see October 16th in Los Angeles at the Meltdown Show. It's Brian Babylon.
Hey, Rio.
Next, a comedian and head writer for the Comedy Central show Inside Amy Schumer, it's Jesse Klein.
Hi, Rio.
And the new host of the public radio variety show Livewire, it's Luke Burbank is here.
Hey, Rio.
Rio, welcome to the show. I have got the song in my head now. It is terrible.
It's all right.
No, it is not all right, sir. You're going to play Who's Carl this time, Rio. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly, of course, explain it 2 times out of 3. Do that, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. Ready to go?
I am ready.
Here's your first quote.
They said they would be happy to do it in 6 weeks. 6 weeks? That will wreck our Thanksgiving.
That's Heidi Moore writing in the Guardian newspaper about an impending deadline in the U.S. government, the deadline to raise the what?
The debt ceiling.
Yes, indeed. Very good. Still worried about the fact that our government is shut down? Get over it. That's last week's crisis. Next Thursday, unless Congress raises the debt ceiling, the greatest nation in the world instantly becomes a deadbeat. Our creditors will have to start calling around trying to find us. Instead of America's parents, the collection agency will call up the Queen of England and ask her if she has a recent address for America.
You know, I'm a veteran of the default game, Peter, as a person who once signed up for 11 CDs for one penny.
Yeah.
It's actually not that bad to have terrible credit.
But then you have to do the thing where you, like, pretend that you don't know what's going on with your finances. Like, when you're buying something at a store and they're like, your card was declined. You're like, I just used it. Run it again. What a mistake. No, it's cool. I just used it. Like, you know, where is that?
Years ago, I had a friend, and I called him looking for him, and somebody answered the phone, and I said, hello, is John there? And he said, no, he's not here. And I said, could you tell him Peter Sagal called? And he said, oh, it's me. And I said, why did you do that? He said, oh, I owe some people money. So maybe America can do that. Maybe America will be like, well, you know, hey, we'd like interest on our debt that we bought your treasury bonds. And like, no, we're Canada.
Yeah, you know what?
every time the caller ID comes up China, everyone just hides.
You know, I saw the saddest picture on the good old fashioned internet.
And I saw this one.
It's a picture of this little kid, like in a little lion suit, and he's at the National Zoo, and it said closed. If they just pumped that, that's how you get the government open. First of all, those parents are jerks for dressing their kid up, knowing that zoo was closed.
But now that kid, like, is the zoo.
Yeah.
Like people are gonna
all
like
these,
pay
all these
to
confused
see
Japanese tourists that's, ran over. Is that an animal?
That's
they ran
the
over.
Closest thing we have to a lion right
all
now.
Right. Very good. Rio, you still there?
Still here.
All right. Here is your next quote.
Big shout out to Janet Yellen. You go, girl.
That was somebody tweeting her support of Janet Yellen, who may become the first ever woman to be chair of what?
The Federal Reserve.
That's exactly right, the Federal Reserve. Ms. Yellen, if confirmed, would become the first woman ever to head up the Federal Reserve.
Let me ask you a question. So now, can we say, I'm just going to put this out there. This is a question.
Yeah.
Is the glass ceiling over?
No.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, no.
But the thing is with that job is it depends on, they could be having like, you know, just a bad day and they go have a press conference and then stocks could dip. You know, their eyes are puffy. That means something.
They were crying from the end of Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And then they did a press conference.
And then that didn't look right to some guy in Japan, so he sold all his stock off.
Remember people, Alan Greenspan would do these speeches and everybody would be parsing what he said. He predicts the economy will do quite well. He didn't say well. Mm-hmm. He did quite well.
Every word.
And that means like buy aluminum. And nobody understands why. Now, people have been wondering, of course, you know, about Hillary Clinton. Is she going to run for president? Well, seeing this other woman, right, mm-hmm. being elevated to this high position of power and influence, this, you know, is going to make Hillary angry. She's going to get inspired. She's somewhere right now. She's training. She's running the streets in her sweats, shadow boxing. She's punching hanging slabs of Bill Clinton. It's like, oh, honey, ouch, you know.
And she's doing it all in those very... powerful pantsuits.
Yeah, very sensible. Very sensible sweatpants. All right, Rio, here is your last quote.
If we're so dumb, why are we so rich?
That was an educator named Anthony P. Carnevale summing up reactions to a big new study came out this week, and it proves that whom are rather stupid?
Americans?
Yes, Americans, all of us. This study, the most expansive ever done, tested thousands of people all over the world and proves Americans are pretty bad at everything. We're at the bottom or near bottom of the scale in basic math skills, literacy, working with technology, and running a federal government. And this is the scary thing. This tests that they use all around the world are so incredibly easy. We still couldn't do it. This is true. One of the math questions, you look at a thermometer. Needle's pointing at 80 degrees. It says, how much would it be if it was 30 degrees less?
Cold.
Right? And that's why we're at the bottom of the scale.
It's freezing. That's the answer.
Yeah, but I bet, like, if it was like the test where you just have to, like, draw that turtle and send it in, like, we'd be great. But I will say I was on the subway a little while ago and it was crowded and I was standing and someone sitting had one of those little like handheld like a Wheel of Fortune type game where they're solving a puzzle and I saw that they had gotten it to it was a blank letter and then it was Atcher in the Rye and they just needed to fill in that last letter and I'm standing there and I'm like, oh man, just put C. And it was the answer they gave was Hatcher in the Rye.
There you go.
You saw this. You saw
that's
this.
That's Terry Hatcher's biography.
Carl, how did Rio do in our quiz?
Rio, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the voicemail on your voicemail or answering machine.
Thank you so much for playing, Rio.
Thank you.